Slingshot by Jack D. Hunter. Dedication to Tommy. Many are the miracles we have shared, and of course to Jill, who knows what Tina's all about. Prologue. Ordinarily, Ludwig took much pleasure in the ride to Schloss Donnerberg, especially on a day like this, with the fresh fallen snow sparkling under a brilliant sun. But today, with the news he bore, enjoyment was hard to come by. Of all the populated regions of the world, and he had a veteran traveler's appreciation of each, none offered a greater variety of beauty and surprises than his beloved Bavaria. He loved to ride through it, stroll through it, ski through it, drive through it. And it seemed never to change, despite two world wars and the schizoid national rot that had ensued. Rolling hills and expansive meadows in countless shades of green and purple, towering crags crowned by perpetual snow, lakes so deep they were black, monumental forests, and the epic juxtaposition of medieval hamlets and futuristic cities, wandering lanes and autobahns, bucolic stillness and urban clamor, an amalgam to be found nowhere else on earth. And high on an eminence overlooking 100 square miles of it all was Donnerberg, itself an incredible yet tasteful conjugation of crenellated castle and Malibu modern. Ludwig's capacity for envy had long ago been sated by his own success, but if there had been anyone left to envy, it would be Anton Rettung for his ownership of this extraordinary place. As the Mercedes nosed under the mile-long canopy of snow-lacy chestnuts leading to the summit, Ludwig instructed, "Take this slowly, Heinz. These trees date from Charlemagne, and I want to savor them." "As you wish, sir," the driver said. In the back seat, deep in a womb of fragrant leather, sipping brandy from a silver cup, Ludwig gazed at the trees, but his mind was examining his anxiety.